Good evening. I call to order the Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting. Today is April 8th, 2025, and the time is... Jessica, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Heck.
Here.
Mr. Jenkins.
Here.
Mrs. Myers.
Here.
Mrs. Taurasi.
Here.
Mrs. Vincent.
Here.
Mrs. Williams.
Here.
Mr. Zimmerman.
Here.
Thank you.
Can we all please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, just want to remind everybody, if you wish to address the board during the public commentary, please fill out one of the forms that's there in the back corner by the entrance doors. And once you've filled them out, hand them to Jessica. And please make sure that you put a topic on there so we can understand what you're going to be speaking about, and so Jessica can also record that. Superintendent Shaw, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda this evening?
There are none tonight, sir.
Therefore, can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I make a motion that we accept the agenda
the way it is written.
We have support?
Support.
Jessica, can we have roll call?
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes. And the motion passes 7-0. Next on the agenda is the superintendent's comments. Superintendent Shaw?
Wonderful. Thank you. So it is exciting that we have Custer Elementary with us tonight. So welcome Mrs. Lake and Mrs. Bell, and to our student board of delegates who are with us this evening. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to Custer Elementary. So welcome.
So before we begin our presentation tonight, our three Board of Delegates have a little gift they want to give you from Custer.
Thank you. It's a cougar. Yeah, we were Custer Generals.
I had a feeling you might mention that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You heard it on the microphone. I should have turned it off. I'm sorry.
We were at Custer a long time ago.
Yes, yes. So we wanted to share one of those with you. We purchased those for our students for MSEP so they'd have access to water during the test and not need to leave the classroom to go get a drink if they got thirsty during testing time, and we had some extras, so we thought that might be a nice little present for you guys and something for us to bring to you. So
thank you.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Thank you tonight for having us. We're very honored to be able to come and spend some time in front of you. I have three amazing Board of Delegates here that want to share some of their knowledge with you. I'm Melissa Bell, the principal at Custer. This is Mrs. Lake, our assistant principal. And as we move through our presentation, these three, they're the stars of the show, will get to introduce themselves to you as well. So Jessica. All right.
My name is Serenity Ware. I'm a sixth grader in Ms. Koss's class. A little bit about me is my favorite food is spaghetti, and I have a lot of stuffed animals.
My name is Jackson Ramo. I'm a fifth grader in Ms. Rocco's class, and a little bit about me is my teacher is a math wizard, and I love math.
My name is Cameron Kruger. I'm a fifth grader in Ms. Boyce's class. A little bit about me is I love to solve Rubik's Cubes, and I love soccer.
So our job tonight is to tell you a little bit about student leadership at Custer. These three are extreme leaders at Custer in all they do, but we have lots of opportunities for other students in the building to have chances and do things as well, so they want to teach you a little bit about that tonight. All right.
Why is leadership important? Leaders help teams work together, they solve problems and encourage others. Leaders create positive change in their school and community.
You're good.
Qualities of a good leader. Good leaders are respectful, make safe choices, try their best, responsible, honest, positive, and helpful.
Types of leaderships. All leaders are different. Some lead by setting an example, encouraging others, and solving problems.
Well, this is my page, sorry. You can be a leader. Every student can lead by being kind to others, helping in class or on the playground, and setting a good example.
Custer Student News. Custer Student News grows leaders. You get up and talk in front of everyone, and you have to get along with others, and you have to work together to create the news.
Custer Student Council. In Custer Student Council, you make speeches in front of classes, so you help the community, and people listen to your opinions. Kickboard Positivity Points. It is important to earn positivity points because you can have a positive influence and you are doing the right thing.
Classroom jobs. In classroom, students have jobs to learn responsibility, take pride in their classroom, and prepares you for a real job.
Custer Marketplace. Custer students showcase their ideas and engage with more people than just their friends.
PPA, Positive Peer Advocates. PPAs help younger kids during Encore, teach them how to set a good example, and PPAs have to have positive behavior to participate.
So one of the things we talk about is be a leader you'd follow. So these kids for sure are those. Leadership starts in small actions. So we think about being kind, being brave during the school day, and being the leader that you'd follow. So I just wanted to take a minute to showcase these three. They created this presentation. I did the typing, but they told me what they wanted in here, word for word. So this came from their hearts and what they truly feel their leadership roles at Custer are. And I'm very proud to have them at Custer and then be part of our community. So we thank you for your time.
Thank you. All right, great job. We are thrilled that you came, and thank you for the water bottle. It's really cool. And to our students, one of the items you highlighted on there is being courageous, and you guys were courageous tonight, stepping up and sharing and using your clear voices. And so thank you for that, and being courageous, and then being leaders that people would want to follow too. So thank you very much. Is there anything else that any board members would like to share?
Your last photograph was absolutely amazing. I loved it.
Wonderful. Congratulations again. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I know that Wendy's going to grab you for a picture, and, well, I'm going to step out while she's doing that.
Students were jumping all at the same time, holding hands. I've tried to do that picture with my friends, and it turns out.
I was like, what did you say?
Yeah, the last. Jessica, can you pull up the last picture of their slides? Yeah. It's absolutely adorable. Yeah. They're walking into the building, and they're like holding hands and jumping all at the same time. And I just want to go, it's Photoshopped, obviously. Magic.
We'll go. We'll move it.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely adorable. Nice. They're even holding hands.
Oh, you can see where it's been.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that.
Love it.
I don't think it's ended.
I don't think it is either.
I think they actually,
there's a finger
I
in the
think
corner.
They achieved it.
Finger in the corner? Oh, you're right.
Oh, my gosh.
No Photoshop.
I love it. I love it so AI. Much. It's even better now.
Okay.
Great. I'm like, that's not edited.
Okay.
It's definitely not edited.
The next agenda item is public commentary for board agenda items only. Do we have any, Carrie?
No.
Okay, very good. Next is the board discussion and action items and contracted services report. Okay. Is there any discussion from board members on the contracted services? Hearing none, we'll move next to the consent agreement, or consent agenda, excuse me. Are there any items that the board members would like to have moved off the consent agenda and moved to new business? Hearing none, can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I move to approve the consent agenda, items B2A through B2B, and be considered and approved as recommended.
Do we have support?
Support.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Jessica, can we have a roll call?
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes, and the motion passes 7-0. Okay, before we move into new business, just to provide a little bit of background, the items that we have on new business, we have discussed extensively in prior work sessions or have been addressed in our weekly board briefs. So although we may move through these fairly quickly, we just want the public to know that they have been thoroughly discussed and we've done our due diligence and review prior to this evening's meeting. And just a reminder, all our work sessions are open to the public, and we certainly encourage you to come and listen to the discussions on these items. Next, I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for the second reading and adoption of the board policy amendments.
So there, it is the recommendation of administration that the board approve the second reading and final reading of our the revisions and or new policies as this packet. I will go through those as quickly as I can. A second reading, by the way, is after the board does make approval of this. Should the board make approval of it, they do go into effect immediately. So our first policy is 0152 officers. It's a revision. 1130 conflict of interest. It's a new policy. 2510 adoption of textbooks, revision. 3110 conflict of interest, revision. 3120.08 employment of personnel for co-curricular, extracurricular activities, revision. 4110 conflict of interest, revision. 5340 student accidents, revision. 5500 student conduct, revision. 6110 grant funds, it's a revision. 6111 internal controls, revision. 6112 cash management of grants, revision. 6114 spending federal funds, revision. 6325 federal grants funds, revision. 6550 travel payment and reimbursement, revision. 7310 disposition of surplus property, revision. 7540.09 artificial intelligence new policy. 7450 property inventory, revision. 8321 criminal justice information security non-criminal justice agency, revision. And 9130 public complaints, revision. And so it is a recommendation of administration to approve these as a second reading.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve these policy amendments?
I'll make a move that we approve the policy amendments as listed.
Do we have support?
Support.
Discussion. Any discussion on these?
I have one question. When we went through the policies, there were optional options. Mm-hmm. And so when I read through it, so some of the way it's written, like, do we accept all of those? Because there's like X, and then it's like, you know, so all of those are.
If
all those we accepted.
If there was an X next to it, that means we did accept it.
Okay.
If it was, and if it's really in your packet, if it's highlighted in yellow, that's an acceptance. Struck out in gray is removal of an item.
Okay. Yeah, because I was looking at 5,500, and I was looking at the optional language that appeared on page 3 of it, and I wasn't sure. And I know we had those notes there, and I was just trying to recall that we accepted all of those. I just didn't recall that.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, Jessica, can we have roll call?
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes. And the motion passes 7-0.
So our next item is the 2025 School Family Appreciation Week. And so in your packet, there was a resolution, and I'm going to read that resolution aloud. And whereas the week of May 5th through the 9th, 2025, is designated as School Family Appreciation Week, and whereas the Monroe Public Schools system consists of approximately 1,100 regular, certified, and support employees, and whereas these employees are dedicated to providing the best for our students, including clean and safe facilities and an appropriate learning environment and quality instructional educational program, now therefore be it resolved that Monroe Public Schools Board of Education appreciates the efforts of all of its employees, and be it further resolved that Monroe Public Schools Board of Education proclaims the week of May 5th through the 9th, 2025 as School Family Appreciation Week, and be it therefore further resolved that the following days are designated for recognition: Monday, May 5th, administrative and exempt employees; Tuesday, May 6th, teachers; Wednesday, May 7th, custodial maintenance, bus drivers, and food service; Thursday, May 8th, assistants and kid club preschool employees; and Friday, May 9th, secretaries and all other support personnel. Be it further resolved that this resolution will be posted in all buildings to show support for all the excellent services provided by all of our employees.
Thank you, Superintendent Shaw. Do we have a motion regarding the School Family Appreciation Week?
I move to approve the School Family Appreciation Week resolution as presented.
Do we have support?
Support.
Oh,
everybody jump at once.
Discussion? Any discussion?
I think all of these groups do a great job. They really they're really what makes Monroe Public Schools shine.
Agree 100%.
Right.
Okay, Jessica, can we have roll call, please?
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes. And the motion passes 7-0.
So our next item is the TransFinder software for our and StopFinder platform for our transportation system. We do request a move to approve the purchase of RouteFinder Plus software upgrade and StopFinder platform for Fenmore Transportation at a cost not to exceed $17,500. The purchase will be funded through district transportation funds.
Thank you. Do we have a motion on the TransFinder software upgrade?
I'll make a motion that we purchase the TransFinder software upgrade not to exceed $17,500.
Do we have support?
Support.
Discussion?
So, a couple of things. When we had this presentation before, there was like an array of things.
Yep.
So, I've got those notes here. So, in the essence of time, if you could tell me like what we're actually approving.
So, the very first item is the TransFinder product itself. So, it's the major overall upgrade on how our transportation department can operate through the routing system. So they're working off the old routing software. This is the new and upgraded routing software. And so it's a more efficient system in that standpoint. And then what that allows is then if there's any add-ons that we want to do later on, for example, the one that is being recommended tonight with the parents being able to create the geo alerts. So if I want to be notified when the bus enters this mile, within a mile of my house, I would get that notification. That having that upgrade allows for that to happen. And so it's really just upgrading the overall system to the most updated item, and then just adding that information for parents to know where the bus is.
So out of everything we discussed before, those are the only two things. We're not doing the Cadillac version.
Nope.
And we're just doing those things that we discussed
just
there.
Just for now, yep.
Okay. There's my for now question. Yep. Next question is when you look at the paperwork in the transfinder right now, it only goes to June 28th. So kind of what happens in June 28th of this year?
So the quote is good through June 28th.
So so we put this in play. Mm-hmm. So we install this. What happens at June 28th? Like, is it, we, like, what happens? Because, yeah, fill me in
so
on this.
If I may, right. I think
I'm stumbling.
So that means that in order for that pricing to be valid, we have to submit a purchase order and we have to sign the quote no later than June 28th.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and that would be after the board, if you choose to approve that tonight, then Mr. Shaw would sign off on those quotes and we would generate a purchase order to submit to TransFinder.
Okay.
That's all that means. And then after, like if we did not take action until June 29th, then that pricing would not be valid and there would potentially be an increase.
Okay. Yeah. So that's
stays. All that data is.
Is there a contract we have with them or is it just purchasing them a product?
It's a software year-to-year agreement.
Okay, so it's there just purchasing software and that's the
you're
end
purchasing access to the system.
Yeah.
And that's why you see on the far right column right there it says annual fees.
Right.
So that would be your annual cost of that software.
So just a question too, the $17,000 includes the annual fees for the first year?
Yes.
Okay. So beyond that, we would have to spend additional annual fees.
Yeah, so your annual your fee for that that initial software, if I'm reading this right, pricing for TransFinder software and services hosting fees is $1,050. Mm-hmm. And then increased to existing technical support is $300 and $750, if I'm reading that correctly, for the annual. Oh, the 100, they didn't give us a running total there. Looks like it's about 1,500, 3,000.
You got the 4,000 too, don't you? Here.
Is that on that second page? Let's yeah, that's for that parent level.
Oh, the parent.
So that very first software, if we're adding up quickly, looks to approximately be about $6,000. I didn't get the calculator out fast, but it's about a $6,000 annual fee to have their software. The parent. That parent view that we're right there, that is what they say right on there, $4,200 each year. So the initial cost and then annually it stays at that number.
Would you say the first amount was?
It looks like it's approximately $6,000. I didn't grab up my calculator.
Because the purchase price is $17,500. So where are you coming up with?
It's all the training that happens. So if you go into the first column,
that was software.
Initial cost.
So there's some software and training. I'm sorry, I don't mean to talk over you. So the $6,000 approximate amount he is referencing is the annual fees.
Oh, and that's not
so like the $17,500 is all the setup of the upgrade, training for our staff to be able to utilize the new system, and then the ongoing cost is that approximate $6,000 a year.
So with what we're proposing to approve, it will meet the needs for which we are seeking it, and we won't need to add stuff down the road unless
it will vastly improve the system that we're currently operating on, and it will give some additional benefits to both the staff and the parents. And then if there comes a time where perhaps maybe there's an additional grant opportunity, then maybe we would look at those additional, I think someone framed it as Cadillac version, of those additional pieces of equipment and opportunities that they have for additional modules.
And it's coming out of the transportation fund. District transportation fund.
This purchase, yes.
The additional modules, that would be a discussion when there is funding available to do those additional.
We're
going to
skip
see
that
the
right
need.
Now.
So right now,
right now we're good.
Right now we just want to get the software into the 21st century and have a little bit of that parent ability to see where the bus is on the route.
Perfect. Basically, thank you, Cassie.
Mm-hmm. And basically what we currently have is obsolete and many years
old. What'd you call it? It's 20 plus years old, and they're not supporting it, but they're also not improving on it because they have this more up-to-date version.
Sure. Okay, thank you, Cassie.
Thank you.
Any additional discussion? If not, Jessica, can we have a roll call?
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes, and the motion passes 7-0.
So our next item, Mrs. Joseph.
Thank you, Superintendent Shaw. Tonight we ask the board to consider the recommendation of the Reinstatement Committee on this matter of student discipline. We ask that you move to accept the recommendation of the committee for a conditional reinstatement of student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the committee and fully reinstate student A, or move to reject the recommendation of the Reinstatement Committee and deny reinstatement of student A.
Thank you, Terry. Do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we reinstate student A.
Which type of reinstatement?
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Do you?
As recommended by the committee.
Okay.
Fully reinstate.
Okay, so we have a motion to accept the recommendation of the committee for conditional reinstatement of student A. Do we have support?
I'll support.
Do we have discussion?
I just want to say thanks to whoever was on the committee.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, Jessica, can we have a roll call?
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes, and the motion passes 7-0.
So our next item, Mr. Payne.
Thank you, Superintendent Shaw. We're asking the board to move to approve the purchase of the following for a project at Monroe High School that we went over this evening in the workshop. This would be to upgrade the Monroe High School gym from Farnham all-court enhanced mats and Grand Slam safety at a cost not to exceed $144,421.73. And this purchase, if approved, would come out of the general fund and the sinking fund budgets.
Thank you, Mr. Payne. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the MHS gym upgrade not to exceed $144,421.73 coming out of the sinking fund and general budget fund.
Do we have support?
Support.
Discussion. Do we have any discussion?
So we just had a meeting with the athletic director, and we talked about things that are going, things that are proposed, and ideas that are going forward, but none of these items have been discussed. Like, we didn't review these, we didn't discuss these, we didn't do anything with these, so I don't even know what we're talking about, really. So I'm not quite sure how we can vote on something.
So these were in our board briefs, and so what you have is the one project is removal of the upper gym bleachers. And so those bleachers, so that when we saw that room, those upper bleachers would be coming out. Mm-hmm. And that is at a cost of $49,750. The other one was the lower gym. So you saw the upper gym, how that floor was sanded. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. The lower gym floor would be sanded. And that gym floor has, I couldn't tell you the number of years, it was the last time it was sanded. But that floor would be sanded.
Wasn't it since we've been on here? Because I remember the whole conversation about the floor getting sanded. I thought you said lower gym.
This is the lower gym.
Yeah.
The upper gym was sanded. We're asking to approve the lower gym now.
I thought that was done while we were on the board because the whole conversation.
Not.
Wasn't it because the whole heels, nobody can wear heels on the floor because it just got refinished for the dances?
Well, they never want you to wear heels on the gym floor. Well,
no.
Middle school gym, I believe, was resealed. I don't know if it was fully sanded down.
Okay.
It was the one, I think, on the second or third floor, if I remember right.
Yeah, I believe it was that second floor gymnasium. Yeah. I don't know if it was fully sanded down.
It was. It looks very nice.
It's
so that may be the one that you're speaking of, and I apologize.
I appreciate it because I just remember the floors being done.
The main high school gymnasium floor, I know in my tenure, has not been touched.
Okay.
And I know, and looking at it, it's been, again, it's been a long time. But then so that's a sinking fund. The general fund item would be the gym floor covering. So you go do all that beautiful sanding, reseal it, repaint it, is putting down a covering, a mat, so when we have events in there, so when we have, if there's a concert in the room, or if they, when they do their a pep assembly and there's kids out on that main court that would not have appropriate shoes, that mat, the covering is out there to protect the floor. That's at a cost of $19,171.73. And that's the only general fund item. The upper gym curtain, so again, you move the, remove the bleachers, the upper gym curtain would then be installed. And that's at a cost of $35,000 from sinking fund.
What's that?
The curtain. So yeah. If you were in the gymnasium, you see the big bleachers up high, mm-hmm. the second floor, that's what's coming out. Well, you need to have a curtain up there so that when you have a basketball practice or if you're having a volleyball tournament, no balls are coming down.
Okay.
Okay. And but the nice thing is also that when we do have events in there, the curtain can be open. So then you could actually, people, you got seating that could happen up there and things of that sort. But what that does, though, is it creates more space upstairs. As you saw from the couple of pictures that Chet showed us, those big bleachers up there, they take up a fair amount of space. Those will come out, and then we would be looking at putting in smaller bleachers in there. And if we don't put smaller bleachers in there, we can still get by, because if we have a, we don't run a tournament, we don't spend the money for bleachers, you're putting chairs up there. You're doing something. But the point of it is that those big bleachers, you open them up, they tear up the floor, we resanded that floor. Those bleachers really need to just come out. It's not like we use them at all. And so when we were looking at this project, it's just that one of those items just it finishes, brings that gym almost to a finished spot. Things that Chet was talking about, for example, the lighting, that's something we'll look at down the road. Any kind of bleachers on the main court, that's something that would be way further down the road. But when we think in terms of making that, redoing that court, it's just like we did in the upper gym. It brightens it up and creates more traction, and so that's why we're looking at, we recommend that to you tonight.
Mm-hmm. I just think that, you know, when we look at the totality of the project, it's not even been, like, I don't know that we have the total, because we talked about it in there, about where it's going to go and what it's going to be. So, I mean, how much, this $144,000, I mean, that's a lot of money. Yep. Not saying that it may not be great benefits, but on just what's coming next and what's coming next and what's coming next.
But it's kind of like when we looked at the TransFinder, is saying, okay, with transportation, we're doing those two items, and that's where we're stopping right there. When we look at right now in the world of athletics, we know that there's other areas in and we want to say about athletics, this is also a classroom first and foremost, okay, at gymnasium. And so it gets used all day, every day. It's the most heavily room that gets used. But when it comes to other things that Chet's been talking about, those items, as I've already kind of described, are further down a list that may not even get attended to for a long period of time.
Yeah,
but what funding mechanism?
Once you start a project, and then there becomes a time where you have to keep approving and putting money into it, because you say, okay, well, here's start, here's finish, and we started here, we didn't know the finish, and so then it just you know, what is the total cost of what we're going to be spending on the gym area? And I don't maybe the answer's there and I didn't know it all.
Oh, no, because the total cost in that gym area, or anything else to do, would be taking out the large bleachers on the main court. That'd be a completion. You're talking about probably $150.5 million on that project.
Isn't that what we talked about earlier?
That's something he would like to do.
Oh.
It's okay? Yeah. There's not a need there. So that,
but are those bleachers going to tear up this floor? Wasn't that the conversation?
That's the upper gyms.
Yeah. These are fine.
The ones on the main court, no problem.
Are fine.
Keep using them.
They're old, but they work.
They work. Yeah. Yep. And that's why they are not on a fast, we got to do this kind of a list.
Right.
Down the road, will we want to look at it? Yep. Because technology has changed. The comfort has changed in the gymnasium. And all that, but that's not of a high priority at this time. Mm-hmm. And it's not even like a high priority in the next couple years, I see. I mean, it's part, a project like that, that is something you would put, you can do it with sinking fund, but it's more of a second bond. It's definitely not a general fund project. And so from that one, the lighting one, that's something that Dave and I talk about, because it's what can we handle, what can't we handle, what, and then you look at from consumers, and it kind of rebates on the lighting. So the lighting one is something that, that's what, those are areas that we've just been naturally handling when we can change those out. But again, that's not number one on our list. Mm-hmm. We look at the whole, at all the facilities.
So as we just did with TransFinder, if we approve this and the Cadillac is sitting over there, can we stay in this lane, or is it something that has to keep moving and you can't function in the with this?
Oh, so
do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so in all honesty, you have that choice. Is our gym floor, for example, the main floor, is it in a position where it's not safe and or anything like that? Nope, it's not in that state right there. Is it getting into a worn down state where it needs to at some point in time be done? Yes, it is in that mode right there. And so that's why Chet's brought it, like, hey, can we get this done? And if we do, just talk about the main floor, resanding it, refinishing it, well, at that time we do need to add those mats. So it doesn't do any good to redo the floor and then go ahead and let it get beat up there. As far as the upper bleachers and the curtain, again, that's one of those items. Is it a necessity? No. But what Chet was trying to describe, though, too, is he's trying to open up space up in that upper gym so that then, for example, if they want to hold a tournament and have four courts going, they could do something like that. That's what that space looks like. But if the board says, you know something, all we want to approve is X, then you approve X. We want to approve Y, you approve Y. You want to approve the whole thing, you approve the whole thing.
One of our concerns, though, if we don't take the bleachers down now and we resurface that floor, there's a high risk that you could scratch it up with the amount of equipment needed. We tried to get as much of the lighting, the soundproofing, the painting done with the lift as we're going to recommend getting the floor sanded so we could, because we've nicked it up doing some of the work, trying to get that stuff out of the way so all that needed work would be done so we could sand it and then have a nice floor and hopefully not nick it up for any future.
Question, David. Does the sanding include, they did a really nice logo on the upper gym. Does that include doing that?
Okay. Yep. No. All of the logos, all the painting, the striping, the painting, the lines, all that stuff, the logos, it all goes on there and it's finished.
Just in full disclosure, there is one cost that we didn't put in, but it was below the threshold. So for roughly $3,000, they will re-sand and surface that's under the current upper gym bleachers to finish that project. But at the time when we got the quote for the lower gym, we didn't know for sure if that would get approved. But when we asked them for that price, so we didn't include it because it came after we submitted it.
That's after you take the bleachers out.
Yes. Yeah. So they'll take the bleachers out, resand the upper, then resand the lower, and then we'll have that covering. And it's crucial because they're starting to fill up times, and we try to get this done between sporting events.
Yeah.
So that's why you want to get it approved now so we can start scheduling all that work to get done between now and summer.
Okay.
Wouldn't it just make sense for the $3,000 just to go ahead and sand it and have this project out of the way completely?
They are. We would. We would. Yeah, we just didn't have the price at the time.
If you take out the upper bleachers, if you approve what's been presented, the upper bleachers come out, that area is getting sanded. Okay. If you don't take out the upper bleachers, well, we're not sanding because we're not taking out the upper bleachers. So.
Okay, I guess I misunderstood about
that. I just want to let you know that there was going to be an additional cost, but we got that cost after we got the initial bid.
Okay. Do we have comparable mats for the upper gym yet?
So what Chad was describing is like in where they have the drop-down cages.
Right.
And then they've already put some, they're using roll-out carpet, but no, I don't call it carpet, roll-out turf.
Right.
So that gets used there as for like baseball, softball, or events where there's going to be, I know like they practice in the indoors throwing the shot, okay?
Right.
Not a true shot, it's one that's soft, okay? I'm going to understand that. But as far as, he's not described to us like, hey, we have kids going up there and the floor is getting beat up due to shoes like we have down and or right. I know we were supposed to have had a big concert in there, ended up getting canceled right there.
Right.
And so that's when, like, that was mats we put on that main floor is during that concert.
But is there, so, like, in my mind, if we're going to complete this project out and we're really going to invest in the space by sanding, by removing the bleachers, sanding under the bleachers, finishing the floor, getting the new bleachers for the upper gym, would it be advantageous for us to consider getting similar matting system for the upper gym too?
Just to clarify, and that covering will actually work on the lower gym, the upper gym, and out on the turf.
But how would you get it to the upper gym?
The way it's separated. And
they're not big. They're not huge rolls. Like,
I did see that picture.
Yeah, they're on rollout.
Yeah.
But, well, if it's on it, but you can't really get to the upper gym without taking stairs. So, like, how would you get it up the stairs?
So on that right there, if we felt there was a need, I would confidently say this. Chad has made sure that if there's a need, we've been told.
Okay.
And there's not, and he has not indicated any need there for the upper area.
Okay. That's all. That was my only question.
Is that where the batting?
Yes. But that's where they roll out like that.
That's where they put out. That's where he was, yeah.
That's why I was asking if, this should be something
So I'm just going to clarify on one question just to make sure I got the answer.
Ma'am.
And then the other thing is, as Mary brings up the mats, I thought he said that those mats could be used for wrestling.
So this is
I'm lost on that one.
Mat system. Yep. So you have, what you're going to have is just a really thin, I hate to even use the word tarp, but that's really what it is. What we're looking at right here when it says the floor covering, it's just almost like a tarp. That goes on the floor.
But we have those mats that he bought.
That is a wrestling mat, so it's about that thick.
Okay.
Totally something totally different.
Okay.
You would never walk on with heels or anything like that because you'll have holes in them. So that's a totally different.
Did he have a cost for that? I don't remember.
The wrestling mat? We approved the wrestling mat.
Like 5 years ago?
It was this year. It was about August-ish because, if I remember right, that mat, those mats always, we do is we can get a discount because they were used at Ford Field for the state championship.
So
then we take ownership afterwards.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I think it was like August or so when we bought that mat.
Okay. So these are different for clarification.
Yeah.
So back to my other question is, if we approve this and we approve all components of this, is there a must-have moving forward, or is it a we can do this and then take a look at where we're at with the budget, where we're at financially, where the athletic budget is, and where all this money is coming from, and put it together to say what is the true cost of what we're spending?
So when it comes to more asks down the road, a lot of the things that we've been looking at, so we've done upgrade the tennis courts. This is bringing the gym to that completion. This is where we really, when we look at the amounts, this is where we're really drawing that line, like, okay, this is as far as we can go at this time. Because when we start to distribute single fund monies around the district and projects, and or we start to look at even in the world of general fund, we don't have the capacity to go any further. So this is getting the gymnasium in a spot to where if we want to do something later on, it's going to take a larger funding mechanism to do it.
Okay, so this kind of settles us for now.
Yeah, it settles us for now. Yep.
Cassie, where are we on the sinking fund? I know she has those numbers.
When you say where are we at, what's the question?
What's the percentage where we're at? Like a statement of operation percentage of what we've used, allocated, and where we sit with the remaining amount.
I don't have that right in front of me. I know the end of last fiscal, we were over $4 million in fund balance.
Yeah.
We have approved some projects out of there. That number right off the top of my head, and I just, 5 minutes ago, closed out of my accounting.
That's okay. It seems like we've been saying that word sinking fund a lot.
I can certainly provide you an update in board briefs if that would be amenable to you.
Yeah.
There is.
I don't want to keep saying sinking fund and not know where we're at. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, any further discussion? If not, Jessica, can we have roll call, please?
So it's either on all three or none?
That's yes, the way the motion is right now. The motion is to do the entire recommendation.
So is that what we want to do? I mean, we can.
That's what the motion is.
That's what the motion is.
Yeah, if we don't want to do it, then we just vote the motion down.
But it's not all from the sinking fund.
No, it's
no. I understand that. Yeah. It was just it just been nice if they would have been broken out instead of all together. I think. Okay. It's an all or none. You either do it all, or you do none on the vote.
Yeah, well, that's okay. What the motion is.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying I would like to see them broke out.
Okay. Jessica, can we have a roll call?
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes, and the motion passes 7-0.
Thank you very much. Next up is Waterloo Carpet and Painting Purchase. Mr. Payne.
Thank you. We're asking the board to move to approve the purchase of Waterloo Carpet and Painting work from Finishers Unlimited of Monroe and Blue Leaf at a cost not to exceed $87,336.95. Sinking fund budget would fund this purchase.
Okay, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we do the Waterloo Carpet and Painting purchase not to exceed $87,336.95 from the sinking fund.
Do we have support?
Support.
Discussion. I guess I have a question. This covers the entire Waterloo carpet and painting.
Minus the two areas that the bond's doing.
Yep. Oh, okay. Yes, you're right.
So I noticed in the packages there were statements regarding familiar relationships. I didn't recall seeing them before, and there were four of them in here. Is there a reason why they've been included now and hadn't been in the past? There's four of them. The second column is blank. The second paragraph is blank. So I'm just really confused why they're in there, what's the purpose, and, like, I just don't recall seeing them before.
What?
So there's the one I'm looking at that's right in front of me is a Michael Ford with Blue Leaf Painting. He has a statement regarding familiar relationship. He has himself listed as the owner.
He's done work for us, if that's what.
No, I'm just asking about this paper. We haven't had these before.
That's a typical,
there was four of them this time.
That's a typical form that we include in any request, like major request for proposal.
I don't remember ever seeing them before.
I'm not sure if it's ever been included in the board packet before, but okay. I know there's like several forms okay. that are required. There's an Iran sanctions one that's usually yeah. required, familial relationships. Yeah. Conflict of interest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now that it's in here, shouldn't the relationship be mentioned or not?
They have to state if there is one.
Yeah. So they fill out the form.
They fill it out, and if they
saying
have,
there isn't one.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
This is basically them attesting that there's not a conflict of interest
okay.
because they don't yeah. have a familial relationship with somebody on the board, with somebody that's in a leadership position, with somebody that's
okay.
doing the bid processing or accepting the bid on some terms.
Yeah, it's a disclosure form. It
yeah.
doesn't
yeah.
necessarily negate them getting the business.
But right.
They need to disclose it.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Well, now that they've been included, now we know, so we don't have to ask again. Thank you.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, Jessica, can we have a roll call?
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mrs. Taurasi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes. And the motion passes 7-0.
Letter G, Viacom PA System Project. Mr. Payne.
Thank you. We're asking the board to move to approve the purchase of the following Viacom hardware, data cabling, and installation for the administration building, Fenmore, Kanabush Math and Science Center from Moss Telecommunications at a cost not to exceed $153,140.61. And this purchase would be funded by the security budget.
Thank you. Do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion that we accept the bid from Viacom PA System for the project, not to exceed $153,140.61, and it will come from the security budget.
Do we have support?
Support.
Discussion.
Is that part of the bond? Is that part of a bond?
This was what was discussed a few workshops
ago. No, I know that. I'm okay. Just talking about.
What do you mean part of the bond? I'm not sure.
The security budget. Wasn't there something? No, that's just.
There was security projects from the bond, like secure entrances.
Yeah.
But this is not
part of
that.
This
would be the general fund security budget.
So it's coming out of the general fund?
Correct.
Okay.
David, this basically, all our buildings will now be on that one level.
All the same, yes.
So this is another completed project?
Yes. Okay. Check mark.
Check it off.
Good.
Good deal.
Is there a concern that the Knabush building is not owned by us?
So it is a leased building, and if at some point in time, if the lease was dissolved and the DNR took it back, the materials would come back to us. Yeah. But there is zero indication that the DNR wants that building back. But if ever it was dissolved, because we have other tech in that building, that tech would all come back to Monroe Public, and or if the ISD had something in there that was theirs, they would take it out too.
They've pretty much indicated we can do basically whatever we would wish in there because they don't intend to wish for it to be of their use anymore.
Well said.
But the irony of it all is they've got roll-up doors, and then they have a bay in the bay, so they're drainage for water. You can't fill that stuff in. You can't take the doors out. We can do anything else you want, but just don't change any of the stuff, anything else in there. So, but it's still, yeah.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, Jessica, can we have a roll call?
Mrs. Tarassi?
Yes.
Mrs. Vincent?
Yes.
Mrs. Williams?
Yes.
Mr. Zimmerman?
Yes.
Mr. Jenkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Heck?
Yes, and the motion passes 7-0. As we have no old business tonight, I'll turn it over to Superintendent Shaw for the superintendent comments.
All right. Well, buckle up, buttercup. It's April, and we're getting into the rest of the school year. Here we go. Lots going on. Spring break is over. For those of you that are still in spring break, get out of it. We're back in work time now. There is a long, long calendar that Wendy put together of events going on. And then, sadly, when Wendy puts calendars together, she always throws in a small surprise. So not only, though, did she put in the rest of the school year's events, she decided to make sure to put in there when we go back to school in September. And I saw that yesterday during our Monday mingle. I was like, oh, geez. But, again, lots going on. And so please know that for our board members in this week's board briefs, you will see starred items of things that you may always really think about. If we highlight it double starred, it's something you probably should be at. We don't mandate anything, but look for those double starred highlight items and try and be there. Lots going on this time of year. Calendar reminder that we do have a two-hour late start tomorrow. Young Entrepreneur Showcase. So this year it's changing a little bit. We are doing it on Thursday, May 7th from 5:30 to 7:30. Usually it's on a Saturday. Working with the Gen E board and everyone, we felt like doing it on an evening to try and dodge all the Saturday stuff was a great way to boost it. And what's even more cool, we're doing it at the battlefield. So we're not doing it at the high school. We're out at the battlefield. And so if you haven't been there, come. You'll love it because they have a huge, a really beautiful auditorium for us to open it up and then close the ceremony. So that will be a wonderful night. Again, that is on Thursday, May the 7th. And the Kindness Walk.
Thanks.
So last year we had our very first Kindness Walk from Arborwood over to Navarre Field. This year we're actually doing our walk in the downtown, and it's going to be on Saturday, May 10th in the morning. We're going to do a run beginning at 8:30 for those that want to do a 5K run. At 9 o'clock the walk will begin, and it's throughout, and we have, I think it's like 14 or 15 stations for people to do the walk. We're working with the city to have them close down the roads right there around Granger Square. The Ranger Square, and so we'll be sitting right there. So it's a really cool event. Last year we had approximately about 500 people take part in the walk, and this year we're hoping to get to 1,000. And what we're really excited about by bringing it to the downtown area is just to bring the partnerships in with our local businesses and have them take part in this work. Because our local businesses are the ones that are going to see our kids wearing those T-shirts and be able to acknowledge them about kindness and just those little touch points. And those touch points matter as we continue to strive to make sure everyone understands that Monroe is about kindness, about being strong and all that we do there. So that walk is coming up. So
can I interject? It's actually Wednesday, May 7th.
Wednesday. I you know,
you were dying to say something over there.
I
just wanted
Wednesday,
to make sure that it was Wednesday.
Everything is fixable. So for those of you that need that correction, didn't hear, Wednesday, May the 7th, 5:30 to 7:30, Young Entrepreneurs Showcase, River Raisin Battlefield. So that's all I've got tonight, so thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Superintendent Shaw. Mrs. Williams, do we have any public commentary?
We do not.
Okay, thank you. Then I'll open it up for board member commentary. Are there any board members who want to make comments tonight?
I would just like to say that in many of the bids that we had for the projects that were earlier approved, I'm very excited to see that we are prioritizing local companies or companies that are as close to local as possible for many of those bids. So thank you for making that consideration.
Okay. Good point. Any other board member commentary? If not, do we have, that really concludes our agenda for this evening. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Support.
Show of hands. Thank you. Monroe Public Schools Board of Education meeting for Tuesday, April 8th, 2025 is adjourned. The time is 7:58.